It wasn't real night yet, but the blinds were down in the dining room and the lights turned on, and all the lights were red roses. Red ribbons and bunches of roses tied up to the table at the corners. In the middle was a lake with rose petals floating on it. "That's where the ice pudding is to be," said cook. Two silver lions with wings had fruit on their backs, and the salt cellars were tiny birds drinking out of basins. And all the winking glasses and shining plates and sparkling knives and forks, and all the food, and the little red table napkins made into roses. "Are people going to eat the food?" asked Sun. "I should just think they were," asked cook, laughing with Nellie. Moon laughed too. She always did the same as other people. But Sun didn't want to laugh. Round and round he walked with his hands behind his back. Perhaps he never would have stopped if Nurse hadn't called suddenly, "Now then, children, it's high time you were washed and dressed." And they were marched off to the nursery.